To the stars, Mitch Fortner, Tyler Dreiling, and John Kurtz, as we play the star-studded Big Money Match Game.
Yes, it is time for the match game. Let me insert this real quick. Breaking news, during that first segment, the number one high school player in the country, who a lot of people feel would be like a top five pick in the NBA draft if he were coming out right now, Michael Porter Jr., going to Mizzou. Mizzou not only gets Quanzo Martin in there feeling better about their hire, they now have like a Michael Beasley-esque talent at least going to play Mizzou Arena next year.
I don't like when good things happen to Mizzou.
Tip of the cap to Mizzou fans. They have suffered for a long time with some horrid basketball over the last 3 years or whatever it's been. They do deserve that, and this is, again, what we talked about earlier in the week. It's like you have Oklahoma State, Brad Underwood moving on. You got Frank Martin in the Sweet 16. Bob Huggins was in the Sweet 16. It's like all this fun everywhere else. Guys with K-State ties. Dana Altman's going on to the Elite Eight. Now Mizzou gets a new coach. They get the number one high school player in the country.
My Friday's ruined.
Yeah. Let's play the match game. That should cheer us up, right? Mitch is going to be the host of the match game. If you're not familiar with the game, it's like the old school game show. Mitch comes up with three fill-in-the-blank questions. He's got an answer specifically for each one. We have to try and guess what his answer is. Each time we get one correct, that is a point. At the end, typically we've got a tiebreaker question. If we do have to break a tie, most points at the end obviously win. So, Mitch, if you'd like to take it away.
All right, guys. Well, I want to look back at some K-State basketball this season. I thought it was a pretty solid year for K-State athletics here in the winter season. K-State men get to 21 wins, reach the NCAA tournament. The K-State women for the second straight season. They get to the round of 32. They get to host. Man, what experience that was. Unfortunately, they run into a juggernaut like Stanford, a very good team. But there are a lot of good memories, a lot of good leaders with these teams as well. So my favorite player slash leader this season for K-State basketball was blank.
Men or women?
Yes.
Easy.
I think I know where you're going
easy
with this. It kind of freaks me out that you think it's as easy as I thought it was.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we're both going to get a point here.
Yeah, we both I think have the same thing, and we answered pretty quickly. But Mitch has a wry smile, so that leads me to believe we could perhaps be wrong.
Well, you might be, because last year, Kamau Stokes, he was good, but he wasn't great. And then this season, his turnover numbers were pretty awful. But I thought K-State couldn't have been there without Kamau Stokes.
Is that really the
way?
But
I'm going to go with Kindred Weisman.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Ding us both.
Yeah. I figured there was no way he was gonna do that to us.
Well,
trying to pull the okie doke on me,
and Mitch. And that's not really anything against Kamau.
It's not anything against any of the other ones. But
well, here's the deal. My original question was my favorite player. Just favorite player.
That would have been
K-State
harder.
Men. But then I was thinking I should put K-State women in this because they had a heck of a season.
Oh, yeah.
But my favorite player would have been Kamau Stokes for the men, no doubt about it. I was a big Kamau fan this season.
All right. You and Cole should have that debate sometime.
Both
that
on
is,
the board.
That is not Cole Manbeck's favorite player. All right, it's 1-1 after one question here.
All right, guys. I think tonight going to be great NCAA tournament action, a lot of great games. However, the odds that your Final Four pick for the East Regional is long gone. Besides John, he has Baylor.
Let's get it.
Villanova gone, Duke gone, both bounced in the second round. The teams left are 3-seed Baylor, 4-seed Florida, 7-seed South Carolina, and 8-seed Wisconsin. If I could go back and remake my pick, I'd make my pick for the Final Four blank.
Out of the East Region. Okay.
Do you want the teams one more time?
No, I got it. I got this all.
By the way, today's matchups again: Baylor, South Carolina, Florida, Wisconsin.
I think I know where you're going with this. Honestly,
I think I may be wrong, but I think it's the smartest.
This to me would be the second most likely team. Obviously, I'm standing by Baylor. I'm standing by my guy, but this would be who I think would be second most likely. So I'm ready to go. Let us have it.
All right, well, if you look back at history, Florida has been to Final Fours in the last decade. They've won it. I think they've won some titles.
They won back-to-back titles.
But coaching-wise, they may be the least experienced when it comes to head coach. I even can't even think of the name. The guy came from Louisiana Tech. Baylor has yet to really reach that milestone, but that's what's kind of holding me back from the Bears. They're yet to reach that milestone, even though they have great coaching and great players. It's a hump they haven't reached yet. Well, you could say that for the other teams as well, but I just like to have fun, and I'm going to go with South Carolina. I'm going to go with Frank Martin. I'm going to go with the Gamecocks.
Okay.
Because, and here's why, I think out of the four, they've had the toughest road to get there. And what I mean by that is they had to go through the best team in the East Regional, and that's Duke. And the way they closed that game against Duke is what impressed me the most. They played lights out. They made their free throws. They made the plays they needed to, and they still won by, what, 7 points or so? Well, that was impressive to me, so I'm going with the Gamecocks.
Yeah, I put Wisconsin, so go ahead and buzz me.
I didn't figure it was Wisconsin because you thought that Villanova was going to go back-to-back. I had Baylor.
That was me tearing up my sheet there.
Well, neither of us got it that time, so we're still tied going into the final question.
Tied at one, going to question number three.
All right, guys. You know, my big tradition is coming up next weekend. A week from tomorrow, I'll be leaving for WrestleMania 33 in Orlando, Florida. I'll be skipping the Hall of Fame this year, but I'll still make the big show and go to Raw the next night. After the Royal Rumble, which I attended as well, I was going to sell my tickets because I didn't feel that the build is going to be good enough for WrestleMania, but I was like, I'm the kind of guy that if I'm not there, I'm missing out. So I'm going to go. But there's one match in particular that is bringing me to Orlando. So go ahead and do your research because that match I think will steal the show is blank. Go ahead, look it up.
I don't even know what the – you can't, like, give us all the matches?
Yeah, give us at least three or four at the top.
It's not fair. You know
ones.
That I'm not – you know I don't right. speak wrestling.
So the Raw big match is Goldberg, Brock Lesnar. Right. On SmackDown is Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton. Your Intercontinental Championship, Dean Ambrose, and oh my gosh, now I'm completely blanking on the who's in the main event. He's from Kansas City.
Okay, so it's not that one. All right, so it's one of the two, Wyatt Orton or Goldberg and whoever.
You guys put me on the spot because I didn't
know. And Brock Lesnar.
Honestly, I don't know Brock really Lesnar. What else there is.
Well, honestly, okay. I've got my logic here for why I'm going with what I am. I've got my answer.
Okay, I've got mine too.
All right, well, it's the match with the best build, the best talent, and it's Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt.
Yeah. Boom!
Yeah, I got it too. Oh yeah, no one wants to see Goldberg wrestle. He's 50 years old.
Well, I just was like, it seems like these are not quite as big a names as Lesnar and Goldberg. So I was like, I feel like he's not going to go with the obvious one.
Well, we know that Goldberg's going to win because the WWE has never appreciated Brock Lesnar to his full capability. So. Yeah, that was a pretty easy one, Mitch. And now you're in a tough spot.
Honestly, I'm not too excited for this show, to be honest, but I'm sure it'll still be fun. All right, guys, so a tiebreaker.
High-scoring game.
So we're going to bring up the John Kurtz Bowl. Big matchup tonight in the NCAA tournament. We've talked a little bit about it here and there. South Carolina and Baylor. A couple of teams that have put up some points so far in the NCAA tournament. So I'm looking for the total amount of points tonight between Baylor and South Carolina.
Okay.
And this is not – I'm not going to put Price is Right rules on this. You can go over, you can go under, but whoever's closer.
I would think the Vegas over-under has got to be like pushing 145, 150, something like that. Total combined points, right? Both teams, total combined points. Let's go. Well, you know what? Just for the sake of Price is Right style playing here.
Oh. $1 will not work here, Jimmy.
No, I'm not putting $1.
All right.
Well, I think both teams are definitely going to put up points. It's going to be high scoring. Probably be the highest scoring game when it comes to the Sweet 16, in my opinion. 159.
Well, so I had 150. I decided... You know what? Just in case Tyler had the same amount because I blurted it out on air, I went one up, 151.
Okay.
Like the rump.
I mean, I don't fall for that. I never put an even number when we're doing this kind of thing. So in this case, you're fine anyway, because to me, I think it's going to be a lower scoring game.
But you're supposed to be guessing what Mitch
I
thinks.
I know, and that's the mistake I made. I was thinking about me and not about Mitch, and I said 134.
Ah, give me the music. Give me the music.
Come on.
John wins.
No, South Carolina. I'm telling you, I respect South Carolina's defense.
Scored 88 points against the Duke Blue Devils.
Yeah, put up 60-plus in the second half.
Yes, but Duke started fouling with like 2.5 minutes left and then fouled every 10 seconds for the rest of the game.
Well, and you look at the math, 80 to 79 could be a possible final score with that. I mean, that's not anything too crazy when it comes to these two teams.
John has the glory now, but when it's a lower scoring game tonight, I'm going to let both of you know about it because both of those teams are going to play good defense.
Boys, everything's coming up John right now. I'm in second in the bracket challenge here in the office. John in Vegas was 2 for 2 last night. I just won the match game. I get to watch Frank Martin against Scott Drew in the Sweet 16 tonight. What a wonderful day.
Like I said, this Friday sucks.
What a wonderful day. Oh, it's been a wonderful day. What happened to my outline? I don't even know what's coming up next on the show.
It's Oklahoma State.
I got it. Okay. Is there a message to K-State fans and Oklahoma State's hire? They did make a hire this afternoon if you missed that. We'll discuss next.